Friday morning fake news for you right now. If you can solve the eternal riddle that is Friday morning fake news, this is where we present to you three news stories, two of which actually factually things that have happened on this planet, the other not so much. And if you could tell us at 817-877-1921, which is, of the three, the fake news story, well, you're set for very real tickets to see Tim McGraw, that real good McGraw man.
Mm-mm.
Coming in September with Hank FM. Are we prepared with the new stories, Heather Lee?
Yes, sir.
Story number one.
Number one.
You ever look at a celebrity couple and think, wow, those two could be related? Well, there's a reason for that, and it's not very pleasant. New research from the Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technology shows that women really like men who look like their brother. They studied 40,000 people on a major dating online platform, and ladies showed a clear preference for guys that looked a bit similar. For men, it's not the same. Research believes it follows the logic of inbreeding avoidance.
We are starting off hot and heavy, aren't we? All right. That's number one. Number two.
Number two.
Valentine's Day is almost here. Where is Tim going to take Faith this year for a night of wine, romance, and fine food? Luckily, an American institution making sure it's also convenient and budget-friendly. They're offering up a special menu of heart-shaped nuggets, chocolate-dipped strawberry shakes, and, of course, French fries to wash it down at participating McDonald's. Even comes with a tablecloth and candles for the low price of $29.99. They want lovers to meet them under the golden arches.
Yeah, take your sister. And then finally, story
number three.
There's always a treasure full of folks at Walmart. One of them, well, she's a little spicy. A teenager is now nursing a shiner after a woman in Wisconsin clocked her in the parking lot. Apparently, it was a dispute over money. India James happened to be also riding one of those electronic scooters at the time and is accused of chasing the young lady through the parking lot. She'll be riding into court next month.
All right. Well, I think we all know which one we hope is fake, but you tell us, super sleuthers, all for Tim McGraw passes. Which is the fake news story? To quickly review, is it the fact that in a recent study, women like men that look like their brother?
Mm. Yummy.
Story number two. Sorry, that's still just, I'm glad I'm an only child.
And married.
Number two, McDonald's for $29.99 will set the mood and set the table for your Valentine's Day. Or three, out in Walmart, parking lot fight escalates in a scooter chase involved pursuit that ended up with a black eye for somebody.
Why wasn't the teenager running faster than that scooter? I've got so many questions.
Yeah, just step two centimeters to the side and then you can El Toro that thing. Okay, either which way, one of those is fake. Unfortunately, not all of them. You tell us which is the fake one. Let's go to you. Who's first up here? Hello.
Good morning. I'm Crystal Baldwin, and I'm at Possum Kingdom Lake, Texas.
Yeah. Oh. Very nice out there. This weekend, beautiful lake weather.
It is going to be absolutely beautiful. I'm excited.
Oh, you watch the Super Bowl on a raft or something?
I don't know about all that. I'm not a football fan, but we'll be doing something.
Is everyone invited?
She's more into curling.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
Well, you're first up here Friday morning, fake news. Maybe this is your jam. For Tim McGraw tickets, one, two, or three, what do you say is the fake news story?
I think it's number one.
Number one, the fact that women in a new study like men that look like their brother. Survey says.
Yeah, I can't see that.
It's true, Crystal.
No!
Yeah, sorry!
What? You said this was done by the Korea Advanced Institute for the Blind? Is that right?
Institute of Science and Technology.
I think the blind maybe worked a little more.
No, maybe.
Again, only child, so can't relate and happy to do that. Okay, well, great. Now Netflix is going to do that as a show.
Yeah, the story showed off photos of, like, Haley and Justin Bieber and all that.
You thought the two dudes playing hockey was a tough watch. All right, well, keep trying, all right, Crystal?
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great
one.
Love you. Well, that's unfortunate for a lot of reasons. You're next up here. Who's this? Where are you?
Melinda in Alito.
Hey, girlfriend.
Melinda in Alito. Very nice. Okay. Are you an only child?
No.
Do you have a brother?
I have lots of them.
I have bad news for you. Or maybe your husband. Nonetheless, okay, well, let's move up. Number one was a true story. And while we all process that privately in our own way, that leaves two or three, Melinda. What would you say is the fake news story?
I'm going to say the McDonald's story.
Number two. $29.99. They will roll it out just like the spaghetti scene in Lady and the Tramp for your Valentine's Day.
She's right.
Hey! Hey! Still wish it was the Korean Advanced Institute for the Blind's fake.
And I'm sorry about that. But if you are looking for a budget-friendly date, because you're so romantic, KB, you can meet someone under the yellow sign at Waffle House.
Oh, well, I'm for that. That'd be a great place to take your sister.
Gross.
Okay.
Wah.
So there was a Walmart parking lot fight in which one particular lady got chased by somebody in one of their mobility scooters.
Yeah, you know, Walmart's going to Walmart. And that's that.
Seriously, how hard is that to get away from?
Have you ever driven one of those things? They're pretty fast.
Oh, okay. Look at this. Well, maybe I'm living life the wrong kind of way. See, I'm an only child, missing out on that.
Take it on a test drive.
And it looks like I'm missing out on joyriding there at Walmart. Well, howdy doody, folks. Melinda, you're going to Tim McGraw.
Oh, my God.
Tim McGraw, that is Friday morning fake news.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.